Cole Schurz. I farm close to Tyler, Minnesota, and I serve on the American Soybean Board as a director, and I also serve on the Minnesota Soybean Growers Board as a director.
Joel, I've been able to follow your trip out to D.C. a little bit thanks to social media, and I know that trade has been at the forefront of conversations with lawmakers. Tell us about some of those discussions.
Well, it's, how should I say this? It's in everybody's mind. Beans have dropped close to $2 a bushel in the last month. And in a struggling ag economy, it's on everybody's mind. As far as the conversations with the different representatives and senators, they're also very concerned, and as we are, especially with the China trade, we've worked very diligently the last 30-something years developing markets in China, and we're very concerned that we may lose them.
I'm sure a lot depends on if they're Democrat or Republican, but as you talk to the representatives and senators from Minnesota, when the idea of trusting the process comes up to look at a long-term outcome that could benefit agriculture, dealing with some of the short-term damage that's already happening, are many of the folks in D.C. Kind of aligning with that thought that the eventual outcome is worth the pain right now?
Well, I think it really doesn't matter which party they're from. The ones that I had talked to anyway were, both parties were very concerned. And, you know, I guess we have to trust our administration, but yet it could be very painful.
What about the idea that the USDA could help offset some of the losses through a program like the CCC? Did you talk about that very much, or have you yet while you're in D.C.?
There was one representative that had brought that up, that he had supposedly had conversations with the administration, and they said that they have a plan in place. It would be really nice to know what that plan is, because the amount of stress that we're going through is quite strong.
Joel, you farm. You've got, I think, another generation that you're hoping to see come onto the farm someday. The thought that USDA could supplement you, I mean, do you buy that? Do you think that's a realistic option to help get you through these times?
I guess it's an option, but in reality, we don't want another payment. We would rather have our markets. So, short term, we're going to need it, because we're going to be drowning in red ink here. That $2 difference on the soybean market is huge.
Yeah, being at the nation's capital, anybody willing to talk about what they're anticipating time-wise on this trade war with China? Anybody have a reasonable estimate as far as when either country blinks and we could see these tariffs go away?
Not at all, and that's probably what's so discouraging. We had a gentleman there that works with the trade office, and he said it could be years, and that's where it really gets scary for us, is these markets that we've developed. If we're not able to ship any beans in there, what's that going to do to our market share long term? And not only that, but what about Russia, Ukraine, Brazil opening up more land to fill that void that we are not going to be able to have a market in?
Yeah, that's a frightening scenario. As a producer, how do you go about planning into the fall, given the uncertainty? I mean, you're thinking about harvesting this crop that's growing in a few months, and you don't know where the prices are going to be. What kind of a strategy can you possibly have right now?
I think the strategy has already been done. We've had some of our crop is marketed already. Like everybody else, I wished I'd have marketed more or went on the board and offset it, but I was enticed into thinking that they were going to get something straightened out here, and then, you know, the July 6th came around and they put a $10 million tariff on a load of beans that hit the market that day.
Well, and there's the other side of the coin here, and that is if there is a resolution, I would imagine that the corn and soybean markets would, especially soybeans, would just take off on any positive news. I mean, there's some weather uncertainty here. The crop condition ratings are good right now, but we got a long ways to go. So I would think that the promise of a rally, if the tariffs go away, gives you a little bit of hope.
I would think that there would be some uptick in the market, but typically once you get to July 1 through harvest, unless it's a real short crop, the market tends to trend downward. And that, you know, part of that $2 might be part of that issue too. And there were a lot of funds within the market, and they decided to pull their money at that point, and that's what dropped the market significantly.
Anything else on trade? I do want to ask you about the farm bill too, but anything else on trade before we change topics?
I guess everybody just try to stay positive, and you know, we're doing, you know, absolutely as much as we can out here. I mean, there's not very many stones we haven't tried to flip over and see if we could get something to crawl out of there. It's definitely a desperate situation, but nobody's alone. So,
well, talking to people from the state of Minnesota that represent the state of Minnesota in Washington, you've got lawmakers that serve on both the House and Senate Ag committees, and as they get ready to conference here on the 2018 Farm Bill, what's the outlook there? Are folks pretty positive about getting things done before that September 30th expiration?
It gets a little technical because they have to they have to figure out who the conferees are going to be to decide who's going to debate it. And that's going to take a little time, but that was actually one of the brighter spots. From both sides of the aisle, they said, you know, there's a few differences in the House, especially that passed extremely high. But there are some problems in the Senate, it passed extremely high, and in the House, they're having some issues, but, with a few things, could get worked out, I think that'll get passed.
Sitting down with,
or at least that was my impression of how the day went.
Sitting down with Colin Peterson, I'm sure you guys talked about the SNAP program, and that's where a lot of that partisan division occurred, was with the nutrition title. And the ranking member, Colin Peterson, and the committee chairman, Mike Conaway, far apart on their approach to that. And with the Senate, they had that bipartisan support because they all kind of agreed that they're going to leave SNAP alone. But now that they get into the conference committee process, did Colin talk much about what he thought the folks on the House side would do, and if they were willing to maybe concede on some things so they could get more bipartisan support on the overall bill?
We split into two groups, and I didn't talk to Colin this time I was out here. But what they said, it was that Mr. Peterson and Conaway were quite a ways apart, and they were having some problems as to how they were going to make that work.
And related to your farming operation, when you look at what's in and what's not in the farm bill as they get closer to the finish line, are you looking at the risk management tools? Are you looking at conservation programs, Joel? What's most important to your farm?
Well, I mean, the whole package is important to it. I would say pretty much everyone that farms. What I've learned about the farm program, it's fairly close to what the last farm program was, but there's some tweaks to it that needed to be changed that were issues in the last program. Is it perfect? No, by any means, but it's a good bill. It'll definitely help the farmers of Minnesota if we're able to get it passed.
Last thing I have for you, back at home, how are your crops looking? I know a lot of places in the state have too much water right now. How are you doing?
We are in the too much area, but I have to feel, you get a little south and east of me, it's much worse. I would say we've probably lost upwards of 50 acres of beans and a little bit of corn, and there were some spots that we weren't able to get into, but I feel very fortunate compared to a lot of people.